Thanks for listening to the Voice Ministries podcast. To get more information about Voice, or if you are blessed by this message and want to sow into our ministry, go to our website at voiceministries.com.
Grateful cause. Praise in here. You may be seated. I'm going to sing a song. Child that you deliver will soon deliver you. Mary, did you know your baby boy who gives sight to a blind man? Did you know your baby boy will calm the storm with his hand? Did you know that your baby boy has walked where angels try? When you kiss your little baby, then you kiss the face of God. Mary, did you know? Blind will see, the deaf will hear, the dead will live again. The lame will leap, the dumb will speak, the praises of the Lamb. Mary, did you know that your baby boy is Lord of all creation? Mary, did you know your baby boy will one day rule the nation? Did you know that your baby boy is heaven's perfect lamb? This sleeping child you hold then is the great I am. See, the deaf will hear, the dead will live again. The lame will leap, the dumb will speak, the praises of the Lamb. Mary, 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 did you know?
stand up and sing that. Sing hallelujah. Holy, holy God Almighty, the great I am. Who is worthy? Who is worthy? None beside thee, God Almighty, the great I am.
Sing it again.
Hallelujah. Holy, holy God Almighty,
great I am. Give him some praise.
We thank God for his inexpressible gift in Christ Jesus. So we're going to, as a part of our worship, we're going to take our offering now. Lord, we thank you. We can give back to you, Lord, in the furthering of your kingdom in this region. God, we thank you for your inexpressible gift in Christ Jesus. Lord, we thank you for all that we have in Christ, the fullness and the richness of life that we have in you, God. We give you thanks, Lord. We give you thanks, Lord. We give you thanks today, Lord. We trust in you. We trust in your goodness today, Lord. We give you thanks from every breath comes from you, God. We give you thanks for this day. We rest you. We rejoice in this day, God. In Jesus' name.
Thank you. we want to get you out of here in 1 hour. So I know you got many plans for the day, probably most of you, but the greatest thing you can do is celebrate his birth and worship him and give him honor and praise. This is really a powerful moment and powerful time for us. We're going to have communion in just a little bit also, so we'll finish the service with having communion together. But I wanted to start this morning. I had some thoughts, and I've probably heard some of this from time to time from different people. And of course, you've heard probably many different Christmas morning messages. But what I wrote down today was the amazing humility that God displayed by coming to this earth as a baby. And I've heard this said before, but, you know, a baby really doesn't scare anybody. Who's afraid of a baby? No one is afraid of a baby. And who is not willing to hold a baby? I mean, everyone wants to hold a baby. And that God, the creator of all things, he was there in the beginning. It says that all things hold together in him, that he chose to come as a baby so that he could be embraced, that he would not cause fear in anyone, but that he would be able to be embraced by everyone. And I think that even today that rings true, that you can embrace Jesus. And that's the message. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that we can embrace Christ at any time and not be fearful of it. It's the meaning of life. It's the greatest gift that could ever be given. It's not only a great gift, but it's a great blessing to know Christ. He's changed my life. He'll change your life. This gift changes eternity. It changes your life. It can change your family's life. And so, Holy Spirit, I just ask, even in this moment, if there is anyone here in this place that needs to know you as their Lord and Savior, Jesus, I ask that today would be that day that they would say, Jesus, come into my heart. Forgive me of my sin. Change my life. I receive you as my Savior and my Lord. Lord, if there's anyone in this room today that has been away from you, let this be a day that they acknowledge and accept and realize the greatest gift that could ever be given is you. So, Holy Spirit, move in our midst today and change our hearts. Bring about eternity in the lives of your people. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm going to read out of Luke chapter 2. So if you have your Bibles, you can turn to Luke chapter 2. And I'm going to start with verse 4. And I'm just going to read this. This is probably a real familiar Christmas verse. You've probably read it many times. But there's a certain key phrase in here that's very significant that I want to impart this morning and believe that God wants to speak it to you. Starting with verse 4, it says, Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the city of Nazareth to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and the family of David, in order to register along with Mary, who was engaged to him and was with child. While they were there, the days were completed for her to give birth. And she gave birth to her firstborn son. And she wrapped him in cloths and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. In the same region, there were some shepherds staying out in the fields and keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord suddenly stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terribly frightened. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. For behold, I bring you good news of great joy, which will be for all the people. For today in the city of David, there has been born for you a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." And suddenly there appeared with an angel, I love this verse, an angel, a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among men with whom he is pleased." Verse 14 is what I want to talk about this morning, what I want to share, because peace is huge to have in an individual's life. Glory to God in the highest, and peace among those whom he is pleased. In verse 11, it talks about the birth, and it talks about a real day that took place. And sometimes we think with all that we hear that, you know, we don't realize the significance of this one day that took place, a real day. It happened. It's not an imaginary story, as so many people try to put a spin on it. It's not Narnia, and it's not Middle Earth, and it's not in a galaxy far, far away. It's a day that happened where Jesus was born in history. A day surrounded by history. It said that Caesar Augustus was the emperor of Rome at that time. And this day was the day that was planned. This day was planned for all eternity to change everything, to change our lives. A glorious day of human history. All things were created through him and for him. And that is spoken in Colossians 1, verse 16. It says that this baby that was born on this specific day in history, that all things were created by him and they were all created for him, including us. On this special day, a glorious day of human history. On that day, a Savior was born, Jesus. Savior, the only way to the Father, the only way for forgiveness of sin. A Savior was given on that special day. And it says he was the Christ in verse 11. He's the Christ, which means anointed one, which also means Messiah. So not only was the Savior of the world born on that specific day, but the Messiah was born on that day. Christ the Lord. King of kings and Lord of lords. Let me read Isaiah for you real quick, because this is another important scripture. Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6 and 7. You've probably read it many times. We'll just affirm you again with this. For a child will be born to us, a son will be given to us. The prophet Isaiah is reading, and the government will rest on his shoulders, and his name will be called Wonderful Counselor and Mighty God, Eternal Father, Prince of Peace. There will be no end to the increase of his government or of his peace. On the throne of David and over his kingdom, to establish it and to uphold it with justice and righteousness, for then on and forevermore, the zeal of the Lord of hosts will accomplish this. That's a very, very powerful verse. Isaiah 9, 6 through 7. For to us a child was born. If I could sum up Christmas in just a couple phrases, this is what I wrote down this morning. On a day in real history, in a city, Bethlehem, which is significant of a real world, a Savior was given to us to take away all the sin and the guilt of man. Not only a Savior, but the Christ, the fulfillment of all prophecy, the Messiah was given to us. And then the last, it says, the Lord. So to sum it up, a Savior, the Christ, the Lord. And the Lord, when I read the Lord, it feels to me is that my Lord will defeat all of my enemies. My Lord will make me safe. My Lord will make me secure, not only in this time, but for all eternity. He is Jesus, the Father's glory, and he is our peace. The Apostle Paul said this. I love this verse. It says, Jesus himself is our peace. Jesus himself is our peace. And so if there's anything today, the greatest thing could be salvation, but to know the peace of the Lord in all situations, that's what I want to extend. That's what I want to impart this morning, that the peace of God is reigning within your life. Our peace needs to be first with God. And it can't be superficial. It's got to be genuine and it's got to be real. And so this morning, three little things. We're going to pull this off. I guarantee it. We're going to do this in an hour. Hang with me. Three things very quickly about peace. When I think of peace, I think that's when I'm trusting him with everything. The day that he's given me, whether I'm in a trial, whether things are shaking around me, the peace of the Lord Jesus Christ keeps me. He is my peace. People many times said, well, what is Jesus to you? Well, he's many things to me, but the main thing that he is to me, is peace. Because I lived in anxiety and fear, and God came, and he changed everything. He is my peace. And so today, by accepting Jesus Christ and having faith in him, you become a part of a family. And you can have, number one, peace with God. The second peace I want to address is peace with yourself. And that's what I was speaking about. Peace because I know and I believe in the promise. And the Holy Spirit is within me. I'm not living in hopelessness, but I'm trusting in the promise. And in that peace and in that promise, I'm able to give God glory with my life. I want to read another powerful verse. It's in Philippians chapter 4. Many of you know this. Chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. This is so powerful. Be anxious for nothing, men and women of God, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all comprehension, will guard your hearts and your mind in Christ Jesus. Is that your verse today? Can you grab hold of that verse and say yes to that verse today? And say, that's where I want to live. That's what I want to hold on to. That's my Jesus. He brings me into that place of peace. So, peace with God, peace with yourselves. That's a precious passage. Christ wants to take away all your worry today, in this moment, in this time of gathering. And the third and the final thing, and this is kind of a hard one sometimes, especially during Christmas, but peace with others. Sometimes we struggle having peace with other folks. That's a hard one. And I would suggest that you proceed carefully in all areas. But Romans 12, 18, the Apostle Paul again says this, if possible, so far as it depends upon you, live peacefully with all. And I think if we can do those three things, peace with God, peace with ourselves, and peace with others, that fully, absolutely comes from living in the promise of Jesus, in the promise of the Holy Spirit. So today we celebrate that day. And for you to take this time out to come and to acknowledge him and to proclaim his worthiness is precious to him, and it's also precious to you. This is where we gather strength in our worship, in our gathering, in our love for him, and being exhorted to live in the place of peace. And if you don't have that this morning, and if you're struggling, Jesus will give you that peace. And I know that materialism has tried to rob us of Christmas, of what the real meaning is. But when you have him, I can literally say this. When you have Jesus, you have everything. You have everything you need. You have the greatest gift ever. And I want you to dwell on that, not only today, but going into the end of this year and into a rapid, on fire, fire-filled Holy Spirit year of 2017, which we're all believing and hoping and saying yes to. But we kind of like jump from this place of praise and worship and acknowledgement. So I said a lot in a little amount of time. But today, keep trusting God. Today, if you're not trusting him, start trusting him today. He has a plan, and you need to know that you're in it. He has a plan, and you're in it. It's okay to say, God has a plan, and I'm in it. God has a plan, and I'm in it. And that's why you're here. He knows what he's doing, and you can trust him. He knows what he's doing. Keep his glory and his goodness in your heart. Don't be so concerned about your success or your effectiveness. Know that he holds a place in your heart. So keep his goodness Keep his goodness in the treasure chest of your heart today and for all eternity. And you will be far better off. So we give him glory. And we desire to live in his peace. For unto you this day is born in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ, the Messiah, who is the Lord, who will defeat all your enemies and keep you safe and secure. This is the way he came. This is what we celebrate today. This is what we hold on to. On a day, in a city, as the Savior, Messiah, and sovereign God, so that you would give God glory and that you would know his peace. Why don't you stand? I'm going to pray. Holy Spirit, we ask that you would move in this place, that you are the God of peace, and that you would bring forth peace today. Give us peace this day as we trust in you. And Lord, if there's one here or several that question even the thought of their salvation, we pray, Jesus, forgive me of my sin and come into my heart. I receive you now as my Lord and my Savior and my Prince of Peace. Change my life. Lead me into the promise of all that you have. And for those that are here, we come back to you. We've moved away from you. We come back to you this day. And we repent and say we're sorry. I need you. Have your way in my life. May the God of peace give you peace this day. Let us pray a prayer that he told us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thy is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen and amen. I'm going to have the pastor stand, come up, and we're going to stay in that place of prayer, and we're going to take communion together.
What a great day and a great opportunity to take communion. When we take communion, I think of, you can have a seat for a second. I think of four words: when, where, how, and why. When, it was in God's perfect timing. At just the right time, he sent his Savior for us. Where, it was in a stable. Can you imagine the smell? I mean, everybody was there for the census, and there they were in that barn, in that place, you know. When I was a kid, you know, we were raised in the city. We'd go out in the country. We were like, man, what is that smell? You know? So can you imagine with all the people there for the census what that place must have looked like and what it must have smelled like? You know, and swaddling clothes, I think, is just another term for whatever they had to wrap him in, you know, for whatever they had. And how, it was through the power of the Holy Spirit. And the why is answered when the Holy Spirit appeared to Joseph in Matthew 1 and said to him that you'll take her as your wife and you will give him the name Jesus, because he will save the people from their sins. And the name of Jesus is in the Old Testament, Joshua, and says, you know, the Lord saves. The Lord saves. So that's the whole reason why he came. You know, and then we fast forward to the Last Supper, and Jesus tells the disciples to remember what he did for them, to remember that he's laying down his body, he's giving up his blood, to whenever we gather together, we remember. So as we're going to gather together and take communion together, we're going to remember. So logistically, how this will work is I'll ask that you come up on the inside next to the middle section. Then when you go back to your seats, if you go kind of on the outside, and then that way we can kind of keep the flow going. And then it says in Corinthians 11 for us to examine ourselves. So as you're in line and as you're coming, or if you're one of the first ones and you sit in your seat and you're waiting for the others to get their elements, that's your opportunity and your time to really examine your heart before the Lord, to where things are at with you and the Lord, and just be able to be right with him and just examine your heart and give him anything that you want to give him today. If there's any sin, any issues in your life, any struggles, this is a great opportunity. The greatest gift that you can give Jesus today is anything that you're holding on to that you shouldn't hold on to. Amen. So, and then these guys have the regular elements. If you're gluten sensitive, Robert and Brittany are in the back for you. So we have some rice crackers that are gluten-free. And so we always try to have that option to be sensitive for people. So that's back there. So I'm going to go ahead and pray, and then we can come and gather the elements. And then Steve's got you guys. So, Lord, we thank you. Lord, we come this day and we remember on this Christmas day, Lord, we remember that you came. We remember that you are a Savior, that you gave your life for us, that you died, that you rose again, Lord. But your body was beaten and your blood was given for us, Lord, and we remember. So, Lord, we give you thanks today, Lord. As we come and get the elements, Lord, we remember. We remember today. We give you thanks, Lord, for what you did for us. We carry that every day, Lord. We give you thanks. We remember that, Lord. We give you thanks, Lord, in Jesus' name. Why don't you come on up and then hold on to the elements, and then we'll take them together when everyone's back seated. So you can come on up. Lord, we come this day and we examine our hearts before you, Lord, and we give you thanks, Lord. For you remember our sin no more. As far as the east is from the west, you remember it no more. Thank you, Lord, for your forgiveness. Thank you for your grace that you give to us, Lord. And Lord, we take the bread now as a sign, Lord, that you gave your body for us, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that you gave your body for us. Lord, we thank you for all the verses in your word about your blood, Lord, that we are healed through the blood of Jesus. And Lord, we thank you that you gave your blood for us, Lord. By one drop of blood, we're healed. And we thank you, Lord. We remember that your blood was poured out for us, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for the blessing of the Lord that we live in, Lord. We thank you for your commanded blessing that's upon us, Lord. Father, we thank you for the fullness of Christ that we have, that we can live in your fullness, Lord. We give you thanks and praise, God, for all that you do. Thank you for this opportunity to take communion together, Lord, in Jesus' name. We're going to have a couple of people collect the cups from you.
Tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. Sing it again. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born.